Hey, it's Kayak Fishing Radio. I'm Chip Gibson, and you're here, and glad you made it. The weather we've been having the past couple of days, I'm hoping everybody's hunkered down or at least found a dry spot to stay out of the rain. It's Thursday night, August 30th. We've only got one more day left in this month, and we're coming up on Labor Day, which is supposed to be the last weekend of the summer. Man, it doesn't seem like we've even had a summer. Joining me here on the Buzzards Row, Rob, a bad, bad cast of war.
Hey, yo, how's it going, man?
Yo, all right.
All right. You getting the remnants of Isaac up there?
We have pretty good cloud cover and just some passing sprinkles. We're just getting the tail end of some of those bands as it goes around. So, I don't know if you've seen the latest prognostication of where it's supposed to go, but it looks like it's going to go up and curl around, and looks like we're going to be feeling the effects of it here for quite some time, for the next few days at least.
Yeah.
So, but man, I've been watching this stuff from the folks over in Louisiana and all, and Russ, man, whew.
He had a hard road to hoe, man.
I mean, holy cow, man.
If it was 10 seconds, they might have really been life-threatening.
Yeah. So, I mean, he should be out on his pro-angler, man, rescuing people and stuff.
Yeah.
But I understand that the levees, you know, the billions of dollars that were spent on those, that they actually held, but the biggest problem is the outlying areas, and then in some areas where, you know, the rain's coming down from the sky. It's not, and they've just been getting some crazy stuff. I know over in Mobile, they were saying they've gotten over 2 feet of rain in the last day.
I believe it, man.
That's crazy, man. When you get more than 8 inches, the ground can't suck it up anymore, you know?
Yeah. Well, I know for a fact during Tropical Storm Debbie, that hit here, we got 12 and a half inches in one day. So, I know, you know, and they were saying that on the East Coast with Isaac of Florida, I mean, they really got it. They got around, I heard reports of like 18 inches in one day.
Yeah, I mean.
Which is like, that's a lot, man.
That is a lot of rain. So
they've already had it like a really, around Miami and, you know, Lauderdale, West Palm Beach and stuff, they've already had, you know, a really, really wet summer this year. So hopefully it fills up the Everglades and gets the, you know, helps the habitat out there and the fish,
right,
you know, really take off because of that. So that's
hopefully, as it goes north, hopefully it'll, you know, give some much needed water for the Mississippi there. I mean, I know that sections of the Mississippi were pretty much impassable because of the water level. So, but good karma to all those folks, man. I hope everybody's going to make it out okay, and we'll get it. I'm sure that there's plenty of folks over there willing to lend a hand and get things back to normal for them. So it's moving on, and hopefully we don't have another one like that. But hey, in the chat room now, there's the big fly reel. There's a guest. Hey, guest, if you want to join in on the chat room, you just use your Facebook or your Twitter account, or that'll get you in pretty easy. Just hit log in and refresh the page. You should be in. There's Hammerhead and King Rat and NTKFC Garth. Welcome to y'all, and glad you could make it tonight. So. Well, looking at the to-do list here, first thing, we are still taking nominations for the 2012 Kayak Angler's Choice Awards. And if you want to know about that, actually, if you just want to participate, it is yakangler.com/choice. And that takes you right to, it's a SurveyMonkey style questionnaire, and you just fill in the blanks. We're asking for who you think is the kayak angler of the year, the kayak angling guide of the year, We want to know what you think is the best kayak outfitter. Could be your local shop. Could be someone that you do online. We're looking for what you think is the best kayak. And what else? We've got the best kayak product of the year. Keeping, you know, kind of... Does it sound like we're keeping in line with just kayak stuff, Rob?
Yeah, sounds like it to me.
And we actually added a couple of categories this year. We had a lot of recommendations last year, and it started off again this year for the best kayak blog and the best kayak video of the year. So we've added those two categories.
Very cool.
So, and just so if you're listening to the podcast, if you're out there listening, the big thing is the folks here at Kayak Fishing Radio, any of the broadcast hosts, Chuck, the Loziers, myself, Wheeler, none of us are eligible to be nominated. And if you do, we appreciate it. We're glad you like Kayak Fishing Radio, but we're just putting it out there. We just want to know what the kayak anglers think. We want to know what their ideas are about these categories, what they think is the best. Also, the folks at Yak Angler, specifically Adam and Mark, those two, or Yak Angler itself, is not eligible. But any of the pro staff or that kind of thing, you can go ahead and nominate them. But none of the hosts of Kayak Fishing Radio, and we don't get to vote either. We just report the choices that the kayak anglers make. So that's what it's all about. That's what we're looking for. And go ahead and go to yakangler.com/choice and give us your nominations. I'm planning on shutting the nominations down at midnight tomorrow night. So, and then next Thursday night, I should have it all set up. We have to build the voting form. And next Thursday night, we should open up the polls for voting. Only one vote per IP address. That's last year. We kind of tried to make it so that you could vote multiple times, but we wound up getting some folks playing silly games. So we're going to keep it down to one. And I think we're just going to have the voting open for 30 days. So joining us here sounds like a bearded one. Maybe. Chuck.
I am the Yeti.
You am the Yeti. Welcome aboard, Chuck.
How are you, sir?
How is it? Well, it's Thursday night, and you're listening to the Kayak Fishing Radio. So, let's see. We got some rumblings in the chat room. Let's see here. Big Fly Reel, Greg Becker, the man with the golden voice, is joining us from Command Central at the Republican National Committee and Convention in sunny Tampa. Welcome aboard. King Rat says, striper regs have changed slightly in Virginia, will be good for boondoggle. Used to be a mandatory release slot of 28 to 32, but the slot is over. So that sounds fun. Out-of-state people need a local to explain the regs as they're complex. That sounds good. And so hopefully we'll get the locals to do the explaining when we have our bacon on Saturday morning, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And I said boondoggle, right? So here comes.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle. What the heck's a boondoggle? Check out yachtangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource.
And
boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yachtangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Absolutely. How many days till the boondoggle there, Chuck?
Too many. I don't know.
Too many? No, dude.
I failed you, sir.
Let's see. October 5th is the start of it, right?
Yep.
And That's not any right there. Anyways, that's the 278th day of the year, so I don't know what day we're on right now, but I think we're just about just a little over 30 days because it's the 5th and today's the 30th. So 36 days, let's call it that, huh? Garth has already come up with the answer in the chat room of 36. So 36 in a wake up and we'll be at the boondoggle. Chuck's going to be at the boondoggle.
I am, sir.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
What are you bringing to the boondoggle? You're bringing some friends, right?
I'm hoping so. I'm still waiting to find out from Chris and his lovely wife if they're going to be able to join us. Chris is waiting to hear back from a possible shoot job for The Apprentice. So if they call him for that, then he's off and shooting, and if not, he'll be with us and smiling as always. Ready to go catch some fish, man. We're all excited about it.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I really need to get with Lozier, Mark Lozier, and talk to him and really figure out what's going on as far as the backcountry stuff, because I don't foresee myself going out to the bridge. So.
Yeah. Garth is saying 4 weekends to get all the stuff ready to travel. I agree. R. Lee asked the question, did I say bacon? Yes, I said bacon. We have bacon on Saturday morning before we launch, right?
Yes.
And you'll get figured in about it. Actually,
I have a fake version.
What did you say, Rob?
I have a fake version of bacon.
It's a tofu bacon, right?
Yeah, it's like Morningstar Farms bacon.
That cardboard stuff, man.
That's right.
Big pong.
Yeah. Actually, we have bacon. Yeah, Big Fly Reel says bacon.
Bacon, there you go.
Yeah, it's bacon, right? Okay.
Yeah.
But actually, I have to give credit where credit is due. That is Mr. Becker's, at least I believe that's where I heard it. It was from Becker about having bacon on the morning before our big launch. So, you guys, it's somebody said tofurkey. anyway, so yeah, we've got the boondoggle coming up. That's October 5th through the 8th. You can get there early. You can leave late. It's up to you, but our big day will probably be Saturday. That's when everybody will you'll get to see everybody in their shining glory. We've got folks like Kayak Kevin and R. Lee and King Rat and Scuba Stan. And you know what? I see Scuba Stan in there in the chat room. And have you guys noticed that Holly has been posting all these pictures of these big giant fish that she catches?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't see Stan in any of the pictures.
Well, he's taking the picture, so how can he be in the picture?
I guess she just won't take a picture of Stan with a fish.
Well, either she's busy.
Either. Yeah. Everybody's like, he's the camera dude. All right. So, and actually, a topic that wanted to be discussed this evening was, Dan's like, I don't like to brag. Yeah, me either, man. Holly, I noticed that she put up her Perception kayak for sale because she's ready to move up. She's ready to go big time, showtime. And I think there's a little discrepancy, though, because she's kind of talking apples and oranges there. She's like, she can't make up her mind between a VersaBoard and which is a SUP, right, a stand-up paddleboard, or a Hobie Revolution. That's just two different kayaks there.
Oh, feelings are hurt.
Why are your feelings hurt?
There's no Jackson in the mix there? Come on,
now. No, I guess Holly doesn't want to be no Cuda head, man.
That's all right, Stan.
Holly's there. I see the smiley face. Well, I think, you know, I've been wanting to grab a VersaBoard and throw it, you know, in the back of the truck just to have, to play around on. You know, throw a cooler on top of that thing and just paddle on out. And I know that Jackson has a board now.
Three of them.
Yeah. And Garth says Revo 11. Garth, do you have a Revo 11? Sup, Hammerhead says sup coming out. I may be bringing a Revo up to the Boondoggle to give it a try. You know, my wife had shoulder surgery this past year, so she's still kind of got a messed up wing there. So get her something she can paddle. So Garth's driving a Revo 11. Oh, and a Pro Angler. So that's a boat there, man. But I think either way, it's fun. I would like to try a paddleboard, but I'm thinking that if I tried standing up on something, I'd be shortly in the water. That's a huge moment.
Try one of those boat boards.
A what?
The boat boards, BOTE boards.
Yeah.
They're crazy stable and really nice.
Well, they have like a chine on them, man. You see that? I mean, yeah. You can. It's like they've got a keel to them, really.
Yeah. When I was when I did my little on the water interview / whatever you want to call it with the guys from Florida Sport Fishing Magazine, one of the guys who showed up, the camera guy who showed up, was on one of those boards, and I was actually really surprised at how quick you can paddle that thing. I mean, he was keeping up with me and with the other guy who was in a redfish.
Did he have Did he have the leaning post on it?
Oh yeah, this thing was completely decked out. It had the Yeti cooler on it, leaning post, like all kinds of fun stuff and toys and trinkets and stuff that he added to it, and it was pretty neat. It was really cool. The only thing I did notice is as soon as that wind started blowing, boy, he started to hate life, for sure.
Because he's standing up, right? He's like a sail.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Look,
definitely.
That's the thing I don't like about it, man. I don't know, man, a fat guy like me up there, I'd be like a big sail, you know? Hopefully the wind would be blowing the way I was, you know, paddling towards. Otherwise, I don't think I'd ever get there.
But it was stable, man. I mean, he was walking all over it. He was walking up to the bow of it to, like, take pictures and, like, talk. And he's, like, stepping back to the back, opening up the Yeti cooler to pull something out. And I'm just like, wow, that thing's incredible. Like, it didn't even move. It was almost like a Diablo.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're a pretty sweet-looking board. They're as expensive as a Hobie, though, as a Pro Angler. So, but I don't know. I'd like to give them a try. I know that I thought Andrea was going to be in here from there. I saw that she had said she was going to be in, but she works up at Appomattox, and I think they've got some boards up there, and they should be able to. We could probably find one and pull it out there, rent it for the day, and bring it on out and have everybody play with it. Maybe we could get somebody to bring some stuff out we could all play around with. I know Woody's going to be there from Native. And we should have Hoover there from Hook One and Kayak Bass Fishing. So we should have all kinds of different kayaks for people to play around in and stuff. So, but it's always fun to get a new piece of plastic anyways, right?
Rob.
Yeah, Rob, you're, there we go. Rob, you're, you got your phone out the window, man. There. Do you have the big tuna yet there, Chuck, or,
yeah.
Still?
Yeah, how's that? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
How's that working out?
Oh man, that boat is awesome. I got it at ICAST, picked it up there at ICAST, and took it out to the water like within 2 days. And I'll be honest, I paddled the prototype down here at the Apopka Old Florida Outdoor Festival, and was really impressed with the prototype. We all know how prototypes are. Sometimes the final product is nothing at all like the prototype. And so I was curious to see how the finished product would paddle versus what I remember from the prototype. As a single paddler in this big giant behemoth of a kayak, it paddles amazingly well. It's fairly fast, I guess. I wouldn't say it's as quick as a CUDA, but it's pretty quick. It's very maneuverable. It'll turn on a dime, unlike the CUDA. The open hole in the center where your bait well is, where it's literally just a hole through the center of the kayak, you would think would impede you from being able to paddle with any kind of a speed or whatever, or you'd hear a lot of that, you know, water lapping in there. I don't even notice it. And then as far as standing is concerned, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever stood on. With that being said, I've never stood on a Diablo, which seems to be the next best choice as far as the most stable kayak / paddle board type thing that's out there. But man, I love it. Jess took Trey, my wife and my son, for those of you that don't know, my little 3-year-old, and put him in the front seat. She paddled the thing around and had a great time with it. It's a good boat. It really is. It does what they say it's going to do. So it's neat, man. It really is. And the color's cool. I wasn't too big on it in the beginning, but I call it Bud Light Lime, but whatever. Rob makes fun of it.
It's got that green in it and stuff?
Yeah, it's like green and yellow marbled. And next year for you CUDA heads that are listening to the show, if you're planning on buying one soon and you want, say, like the yellow jacket color, I would suggest you go ahead and just buy this year's model, the 2012 model, because next year yellow jacket is not going to be a standard color option. You'll have to pay the upcharge for a custom color if that's what you want. So they're going to replace yellow jacket with the, I don't know, lime truce or whatever you want to call it. I call it Bud Light Lime, but that'll be the color that'll replace that. So interesting. But no, it's awesome, man. I like it. I'm hoping I can bring it up with me to the boondoggle for folks to use and try and have fun with, but I don't know. We'll see about space.
Space limited. Yeah. Now, and, you know, another thing, I know Holly's in there, the VersaBoard. You know, the thing about that is I don't know, I guess I'd have to get in better shape. But talking about somebody who's in shape, I mean, she could probably paddle that thing around the state. But, you know, the VersaBoard, you can find those. I mean, I see a lot of those at, you know, rentals and last year's models and stuff. You can usually find one of those for like $500 or $600. And at that price, I would, you know, I'd throw one in the back just to be able to throw that sucker out there, you know, for just a quick little trip out, you know, to chase things. So, I think it's kind of cool. I like the idea of throwing a cooler on top of a board and just paddling out and, you know, doing some quick fishing and stuff like that. If I was to live somewhere where I could do quick fishing, like you guys who can spit and hit the water. So, all boats are good. There's nothing better than messing around with boats, right? So, what else do we got to talk about today? We've got the boondoggle coming up. Have you guys put your name in the hat for a dinner now? You know you're supposed to go to yakangler.com, events, and put a comment in there on how many folks you're going to have for dinner, right?
Oops, I'll do that tonight.
Yeah. So anybody else that's listening that's going to show up for dinner on Saturday night, go in and put your name in there. And I did find out, or actually Chris, she's been on Johnny on the Spot, man. She's been fantastic at making sure that we're going to have a great time up there. But Salty Seas is a restaurant that's just down the road from the campsite there. And they're going to put on a dinner for us. They're going to basically cater the dinner so we don't have to spend time in the pot shack afterwards scrubbing and cleaning up and all that kind of stuff. The price is going to be somewhere between $15 and $20 a head, but we did get them. They're going to have a kids, so you can get anything off of the kids menu for, you get a kids plate for $5. So I think that's pretty good. And, we can, get everybody, in for that. We need to get a good head count. We're going to send them some flyers and stuff to invite, you know, locals and stuff to show up. We've got to we're going to get a deposit up to them here in the next couple of weeks. The menu, Yak Tail Massa menu, and from what I understand, it's going to be basically a Virginia-style barbecue, buffet-style thing with sides and stuff like that. So I'm good with barbecue meat. So, and I think they have like a big grill or something. Maybe we'll see. But we should be good for that. So. For the caterer, yeah. Yeah, so Virginia-style barbecue and kids menu, you know, like chicken fingers and stuff like that. So, so we should be good there. And then Sunday, it'll be kind of like a, you know, the Firefly. What's the Firefly?
Oh, the Firefly. Who's saying that, Stan?
Stan is saying the Firefly.
Oh, my God. Let me explain to you something real quick.
Okay.
For those of you that joined us down in Sokolovsky, you may or may not have seen people stopping by Stan and Holly's campsite from time to time with a solo cup in their hand. Stan didn't really introduce me to it because I've had it before, but I never had the Firefly.
Yeah.
The Firefly makes sweet tea vodka.
Yeah.
Dan and Holly were so kind to have a very large jug of lemonade that you would mix with your sweet tea vodka, and it's just not right.
Firefly. Yeah, it's good. That would be Holly mixing the Firefly. All right, so don't forget about that. I actually, I was scoped out on Facebook there, and a buddy of mine from college days in the Marine Corps is going to be joining us with his wife. We went to college together, and he's kind of a local guy up there. And also a native paddler, and him and his wife will be joining us too. So, got some other folks, some new folks showing up, and I think we're gonna break records for big numbers this year at the Boondoggle. What do you guys think?
Heck yeah, I think we'll have probably close to 100 people from what everyone's saying.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same. So. I know there's a great bunch of folks up there in the Virginia Beach area and stuff. I can't wait to get up and meet Kevin and Rob Choi and all of those folks and see Chad again. But I think we're just gonna have a great time. No pressure and all. Have you come up with a mini rod, Chuck, for the competition?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Do you think we should have whatever you know, run with what you brung, or should we have a category, you know, for like a souped up or a stock model or, you know, like an open class or.
I don't know.
Bring what you brung, because basically you've got to fight the fish on the stupid little thing. You know, somebody was talking about on Tuesday night about putting, you know, 40 pound braid on their Barbie pole. You know, I don't know.
Hey, it doesn't even make any sense because those reels don't have any drag. To speak of, so. It's kind of a waste of braid, if you ask me. Go ahead, Rob. Sorry.
Hey, yeah. What's it cost to get in?
I don't know. What are we gonna do, Chuck? It's kind of a 50-50, and you know you're gonna get 50% of the haul. The other 50% of the bag is going to go to the Heroes on the Water local chapter, so the Tidewater chapter there. So
we do at least $20, man.
20? Oh, man.
That's too much?
I was thinking of 10.
10? No, I guess I'm
up to you guys.
Yeah, we'll vote on it. We'll go $5 or $10 and see what folks play on that. People are
but
good.
Have a couple of different categories for it. You know, you could have stock, you could have souped up. What's that? Pocket fisherman. I don't know.
Get crazy, start doing all that. Make it simple. Just fish what you brought, and let's just do this thing.
Yeah, I'm thinking $10. Fish with what you brought. And it's going to be Saturday, so, $10 a rod, and you'll get 50% of the pot, and the rest of it goes to the good cause of the Heroes on the Water. But I'm like you, Chuck. I think you could put all the braid you want on a pocket fisherman, but there ain't no drag on that thing. And,
yeah, it's just going to explode anyway. So I mean.
Yeah.
There ain't no sense in spending $20 to put braid on something that's just going to blow up probably. So
you tie it off real good at the end of the thing, and next thing you know, you're going to be hand lining. You know, you're going to be hand lining 100 yards worth of braid. So,
yeah.
So the mini rod tournament 50-50, that's going to be cool. Then we've got some. You know, some sponsors and supporters that have donated some products and stuff like that. I know that, and we're going to do a brown bag raffle basically on that kind of stuff. And I know that Rob Choi is putting one of his fish prints in one of the bags, so that's going to be cool. And pretty much, you know, man, we had a lot of stuff when we were down in Chokoloski. So if we get half of that, we'll have a good time. So. You know, and it's a good time anyways, just getting together with folks and going fishing, seeing new places, get to fish places. You know, that's the whole idea, man. I'm thinking, I mean, Chuck, you wouldn't have in any time encouraged yourself to drive all the way up to Virginia Beach to go fishing, would you?
No, sir.
Yeah, see, but now you're going to make it, and you're going to go up there, and you're going to get to fish, you're going to get to meet some crazy folks.
Yeah, looking forward to it, man. It's all I've been talking about over at Kayaks by Bow with all the people that come in. I'm trying to get some more locals to caravan with us on up there. And it's just such a great time, and that's the thing for all of you folks that have never been to it before, been to a boondoggle before, is it truly is just a blast. I mean, how can you not have fun making fun of and making new friends with all kinds of people who you never normally would be able to fish with, so.
Yeah.
In areas like you say that you'd never go. So
that's
really
right.
Cool.
That's right. It's very cool, man. It's a lot of fun. Let's see. So our Lee asks, is there going to be an itinerary? No real itinerary, Lee. The big thing is that we try to all we point out a spot. Everybody kind of shows up on Thursday or Friday. The big day of fishing is to show up Saturday morning. I believe Saturday morning the point of departure is going to be the Lynn Haven ramp, and I think that's where pretty much everybody's going to launch, unless you're a local. I think some of the locals are possibly talking about going over to Rudy and fishing with the Howe event over there. I know they're having the TKAA is having a Howe chapter thing going over there, so those are some possibilities, but we're going to be fishing Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, fishing Monday. We're just going to have a good time. It's usually we want low stress, low speed, low drag. Just go up, have a good time. I don't know where the chill spot is as far as where we gather. I think that because of some old-time rules and regulations, because that's kind of, you know, the birthplace of the nation up there, and unwanted assemblies and stuff like that. We have to be careful about getting too many people in one spot at one time because you have to have a permit. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, King Rat says HRBT for the stripers. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so I think that's Revolutionary War stuff. Yeah, we were talking about, you know, doing like, a, you know, the beach pavilion thing there, but they're all booked up. But you've got the pavilion, then you have to go get a permit because you got to have a permit for so many people being together in one spot at one time. So
can we have a reenactment?
Does that same rule apply for like the campground by where all of our cabins are?
I don't know. We'll have to see. Maybe we'll just all stand out in the road so there's no real identifiable place.
Can we have a a reenactment?
Like an amphibious assault on the Chesapeake Bay or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see how we'll play that one by ear, man. So, but we should have a good time. And we're still kind of up in the air as far as possibilities for the next boondoggle. I don't know. The one boondoggle we had in February was we did Chokoloskee this past year, and then the year before we were in Jacksonville. I don't remember it being cold in Jacksonville. Do you, Rob?
No, it wasn't really. No.
Yeah.
Although I remember the first day that we got in the water there with Charlie and Scott, it was a little bit chilly. I think the water temp was in the 60s or high 50s.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit cold to be wearing shorts, but after it warmed up, it was okay.
Yeah, so I don't think we were ready to start doing repeat offenses or appearances at any place yet. But I went to Panama City Beach a couple of weeks back and went down and visited with Sunjammers and Brad and them. And I don't know if that place right there, the only real campground is St. Andrew's Campground over on a little peninsula area there by the bay. And that place is just kind of like we found when we tried to go to the Keys, you know. I mean, if everybody picked a spot right now, we might
get
be
one.
Yeah, you might be able to get a spot, but
I had another option potentially if folks want to come down to Florida, if that's an option. I'm working on trying to get us to be able to possibly hold a boondoggle out at Cars Park, which for those of you that don't know what Cars Park is, Cars Park is a recreational complex that was built and designed for the use of military, active military, retired military, and NASA employees. Since NASA is basically no longer, they have opened it up and allowed everybody to come in and use the park for different things. You can launch at Cars Park for a fee nowadays for $5 or whatever it is. I think it's $5 a day to launch there to go into the no-motor zone. The no-motor zone is the famed no-motor zone in the north end of the Banana River where lots of folks go in February, January and February mainly, to go find big giant redfish and big giant black drum and some nice trout and some other stuff like that too. It would definitely be kind of primitive in the respect that I don't think there's any like trailers or cabins to rent. That's the only thing. I think everybody would have to tent it, but it's definitely far removed from normal civilization. And I mean, you're right there on the banks of some of the best fishing that Central Florida has to offer in February. So it might be something to look at. I don't know.
It could be something. You know, I thought about going to Cars one time in the last year when we were down there, but it's open now, I guess. They wouldn't let me in with my green ID card.
Yeah, no, it just opened. I want to say it just opened this year to just civilians and whatnot. And like I say, you just roll down in there and pull it to the little guard shack, and the guy comes out and gets your tag number and give him $5, and you go off and you launch. So, it's pretty cool. It's a nice place. It's very quiet. I mean, obviously, I mean you're very far removed from civilization, but I don't know. It might be something to think about. If not that, then maybe even Long Point State Park, which again doesn't offer cabins, but at the same time, it's a very nice giant campground down by Sebastian Inlet in the south end of my county. So
we can all
there's options here. So
we could all bunk up with Holly and Stan in the quad pod.
Yeah.
How many people can you get in a quad pod?
Yeah, I'm game for Mosquito Lagoon or Cars Park or whatever. That sounds like a good time to meet.
We got a oh hey, no.
You could have a you could have the dinner at Dixie Crossroads.
If we wanted to wait in line, we could have a big barbecue at Kayaks by Bo's.
We could have a huge barbecue at Kayaks by Bo because Tom went out and bought a beautiful grill and for his grand opening. And he's like, listen, if you guys ever have a boondoggle down here or whatever, please feel free to stop by here and use the grill because, I mean, it's all he bought it for was just big events. So, but, yeah, you know, the thing is this area is really kind of, I don't know, favorable towards the camping style group that we have. There's a lot of different styles of fishing you can do in Central Florida too. And if, you know, folks want to go do some freshwater fishing, I don't know why, because it's for drinking, but they can always ride over to St. John's River or some of the other lakes that are right close to where we can boondoggle at. But I don't know. We got a little bit of time yet to kind of put it together, but
yep.
Like I say, it's we've got some options as far as that's concerned. And then, you know, there's always the crazy, let's do the absolute nutty job, which would be to rent islands up in the lagoon and just sleep on an island.
We could float the quad pod out to the island.
We could definitely do that. Couple of support.
Hammerhead said boondoggle Boston Harbor in February. I don't want to be ice fishing there, man. You know, the kayak is only good on the ice to drag your stuff across. R. Lee had asked how far south from is that from Daytona, from Cars Park. It's what, about 45 minutes from Daytona?
No, it's probably closer to about an hour.
Once you drive.
Yeah, by the way, the crow flies, it's probably about 30 minutes, but because you have to drive through the Space Center or drive through State Road for your Mare Island, it's about an hour.
Yeah, so it's not that far. I mean,
it took us
3 hours to drive down from Jacksonville, so that wasn't bad.
Yeah, the nice thing about that area, too, is we won't have to worry about tides and fishing specific tides, so it's a little bit easier fishing, I would think. There's a couple of campgrounds up there, the Daytona, New Smyrna area, that would put you in some really good fishing, but, you're going to start dealing with tides at that point, so... But,
yeah.
we got options.
Yeah, and I know Rob is so looking forward to another boondoggle slog event.
Absolutely, man. That's what we did. It's never a boondoggle unless you can, like, drag your kayak, like, the last mile, you know, on foot, wading through the swamp, man. It's awesome.
And we have to do that again because that would just make such a most excellent video.
We didn't get to do that at the last time, last boondoggle.
No, we didn't.
You set your feet up at the last place.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd be shoeless.
Yeah, you wouldn't make it out there. But you know, Rob, you haven't been to Cedar Key yet, and that's got some of the best mud that I've seen in a long time.
Nice.
So, yeah, we have to get you up to Cedar Key, so...
I got to take my buddy Keith out there, man. He's like a mud magnet. If there's mud around and he gets out of his kayak, he's immediately, you know, that dude has lost more pairs of shoes since I've been fishing with him than I've ever owned, you know. And I have more shoes than any straight guy should have.
And, you know, I just happened to I'm not dragging my pro angle. That sounds like too much work, says Garth.
Yeah.
yeah, that would be a lot of work because I think we actually drug our kayaks about a mile and a half back to the landing. But the other cool thing about Cedar Key is they have stone crab there, and that's really tasty. And I'm sure we could get Mr. Becker to come up and demonstrate the proper opening techniques of a stone crab, which just, I mean, it just waters your eyes to see him open a stone crab. So,
well, maybe if we did a boondoggle up there at Cedar Key, maybe we could get Haywood to actually go to a boondoggle and actually make it there. Number one, and number two, maybe he, you know, since he's kind of familiar with that area, he might be able to put us up on some fish too.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping Haywood gets feeling better so he can come out and fish with us. So
yeah, me too.
We hope that. All kidding aside, but yeah, Haywood has shown us some cool things up there at Cedar Key. It's fun to fish there. So, but we do have options, and we'll be talking about them between now and then, because we will put the pin in the map Saturday night at the Boondoggle, October 5th. So. Well, that's about all I've got for tonight. My time's running down. The stream has been up and down. This is something that I'm working on right now. Kayak Fishing Radio live, or not live stream, but full time streaming Kayak Fishing Radio. I sent some folks the links. It's kind of a goofy link. We haven't got an easy one for folks to get set. Trying to get an app set up so that you can just keep it on your phone and just hit the button, and you can push the button and you can listen to Kayak Fishing Radio anytime you want. It was funny, Rob, because I had just thrown a bunch of the old episodes of Kayak Fishing Radio in there and popped up the other night. It just happened to be one of your first shows. So So I think we had two or three people listening to it. So
I apologize in advance.
and then later on I was playing around with it, and I turned on the volume so I could hear what was going on, and it was the meat stick adventure. So that was pretty funny.
Oh, no.
I still laughed at that one. So we're trying to get that going up. It'll be a streaming event. We've got some ideas going on with some audio blogs and things like that, but you'll be able to tune in to Kayak Fishing Radio Network anytime you want. And then the live show should automatically switch up and turn on when it comes time for the live shows. So keep your eyes and ears open for that one. If you've got the link and it's on the Facebook page and it's not operating, just take it in stride, because I'm still working with the software. So, but that's in the works, and more to follow on that one. So anyways, there's the ring and the bell. I'm going to have to run. So thanks everybody for showing up tonight. And we'll see you next time. Rob, Chuck, thanks for joining me, man.
See you, man.
All right. We're out. Peace.